Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
I wasn't exaggerating, was I, Kevin?
No.
I feel bad for producer Steve, but Steve Hawk came in and brought in some bread for me yesterday.
Oh, nice.
From his mother-in-law.
Okay.
Homemade bread.
Oh, she makes it. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Homemade bread with butter and honey. He knows I like that. I like, I'll eat bread that way. Big, put honey on stuff, put it in my coffee, whatever. And so he brought it in and he's like, hey, man, this is homemade bread. And I picked it up and I was like, yeah, yeah, it is.
It's heavy. It's dense.
It's very, very dense. Right. That's the bread talking right there. So I had it yesterday. And then I texted him last night, forgot to tell you, wow, amazing, greatest snack I've ever had at the station, just fantastic all the way around. What kind of bread was that? And so he asked his mother-in-law, and it's just basic wheat bread, but it is so, I mean, how—
That's very good.
How fresh. So then he brought in two more pieces today, and so then I gave Kevin one, and I kept telling Kevin, it's amazing, it's unbelievable, and he's like, it's bread, calm down.
But I did not say that.
You said, it's bread, calm down, you're an idiot, grow up. I look at you, I want to throw up. I didn't know all that was necessary. But
I took one bite of it, and first of all, it was that, that is good heavy bread.
Yeah, it is.
And then I took a bite of it, and the honey and butter mixed together, first of all, took me back to Grandma's place back in the day, because they used to make that honey butter all the time, where you'd just mix it together, and then it would be in a container.
That's crazy talk.
And we would put it on stuff. Oh, man. So good.
Honey butter.
So, yeah, I've had my one bite, and I was like, dang, Steve Hawk, that stuff is good.
Yeah.
He knows what's up.
Well, not him.
Well, he knows it's good, and it was very generous of him to share.
She made the bread, but he did the work of—
He did.
Transportation?
If it was just the bread, I promise we wouldn't be as excited.
No, his preparation was A+.
Oh,
yeah,
I see.
The butter and the honey.
The condiments.
Yeah, and the correct portions.
The ratio was spot on, huh?
100%.
Yes.
Oh, wow. So was it 50-50, or what are we talking
about? I don't even know. I don't know. But the plenty of honey, which is always the thing, you know, because you're like, well, don't scrimp on the honey, but don't make it so much that when I pick it up, the stuff's just oozing off the side and makes a giant mess. I don't want that either.
He really got it absorbed by the bread.
Yeah, he did great.
Okay.
Well done.
What's your favorite type of bread?
Homemade.
I mean.
Is that another hint for Steve?
Got him. Got him. I usually just eat wheat. Because it rhymes.
Eat wheat.
But
same, probably the most.
I'd like a lot of bread though.
Wheat bread, but yeah, you start thinking about what do I? Man, I don't know.
Now that I think about it,
I'm not
sure.
Breads if you go get a fancier sandwich somewhere.
Yeah,
sure. If you were just buying a loaf of bread, what kind of bread would you get?
I'm probably buying wheat. I don't know. It's my favorite. I just know it's just convenient. And I always think, well, that's probably healthier than white bread.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's what
much,
I do, too.
That's as much thought as I give
to
it.
Yeah, I mean, that's I buy
that's fair.
Wheat bread. Every once in a while, we'll get like one that has, like, you know, grain, like 7 grains.
Oh, like
grains
a whole grain bread. Yeah, yeah,
whatever,
like that,
right?
Yeah.
Like, I'll do those once in a while.
What about sourdough?
Not really, no.
Pita bread?
But I do think I like it.
Cornbread.
I just never buy it. I would love to have an answer for this. Jimmy John's?
Yes.
Their bread.
Have we talked about this? You know what you can do over there?
What?
You can buy day-old bread from Jimmy John's.
Okay.
For like 79 cents.
That's
like
not
one
real.
For one of the loaves?
Yeah.
Well, how do you do that?
Is it a sandwich-sized loaf or how does it?
Yeah, sandwich size.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Well, the price might have gone up, and I don't know if they actually do it here, but they did it at the Jimmy John's by where I grew up. So this, I don't know if this still exists. I think it does.
French or wheat sandwich bread, Kevin.
But you can buy it, maybe, and maybe it's more than 79 cents now or something.
Huh.
But still, it's a good deal, and it's just day-old bread. I mean, it's fine.
Absolutely.
And delicious.
I'd be all about that.
Heck yeah.
You could buy, like, for a week and be, you know. Have those whole rolls.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Breads? Yeah.
Well, this one says it's 50 cents.
Oh, maybe it's 50 cents.
Man.
I don't know if that. I don't know if it's like a nationwide thing. I assume.
Yeah,
that
I don't
it
know.
Is.
If it looks like it, according to the internet, if that's a real thing. Let's see. What do we have for hot topics today? At the whole Brooks and Dunn interview, did you see that, Kevin?
With Theo Vaughn?
Yeah, was
you? I did.
Yeah,
yes.
Did you watch it or listen to it?
I did not watch. I listened to it, and I did fall asleep during it, and then I had to come back and listen to more of it. That was just because, I mean, that was just a goofy thing where it was like, I was listening to it way too late, and I knew I was going to fall asleep, but I was like, I don't care. I still want to hear this, and I'll listen to it again later.
Did you hear the part where they said that that everybody in country music hates each other?
No.
Oh, dang it. I was hoping you would, because I'm trying to determine, because it made...
They really said that?
Yes. It's...
What?
It's definitely making some rumbles, so I was curious if you could tell by listening to it whether they were being sarcastic or not. Because when you say that, when you say stuff and someone just transcribes what you've said...
Right.
It can have a very different texture to it.
It sure wasn't the vibe of the interview at all.
I'll give you exactly what the transcription says. As friendly as they say the world of country music is, it's so darn competitive. Everybody hates one another. They act like they don't on TV, but they do. That's what Ronnie said.
I think there's probably some of that, right?
Well, because the competitiveness. Of course,
but
yeah.
I don't know. I sure have not seen the hatred.
And I'm sure there's the... Well, I know there is, because there's some jealousy there where you go, oh, great, we got another Morgan Wallen song, or, oh, there's Post Malone with another song. You know, there's right. There's that. But I don't think it's a genuine hatred. It's a, I want to succeed, and I'm tired of them succeeding. I think that's a natural human reaction.
Sure. Yeah, that makes sense.
And I heard way more positive, good stuff from them, because I was a little worried, because I know they've had their issues.
Sure.
Where, you know... Went their separate ways for a while.
There could
whatever.
Be some bitterness is what you're saying.
Yeah, and I thought maybe some of that would come out. And they were great about it. They're just like, we never yelled. We've never raised our voice with each other. Have we been flat out ticked at each other? Yes.
Sure.
But we usually just go away and we talk about it later. We've never raised our voices. We've never been in a fight. And I'm like, well, that alone is pretty impressive.
Very.
I did not realize how old they were when they got popular.
Oh, really? How old were they?
38 years old.
Oh, yeah, that's old.
38 when Brooks and Dunn finally hit it big.
I mean, in the music industry, that is...
Hey, yeah, that's...
That's retirement age for some people.
Absolutely.
If you haven't made it, you know what I mean? Or you just, you know, you travel your local area...
Because just a lot of people. It seemed like they were around for so long. I mean, they were.
Well, they got to be 70, don't they?
I guess so.
How old is Ronnie? I feel like he's older. Ronnie Dunn is 70 or 71.
Okay.
Brooks is
68. I'll say
69.
68 last year.
Thank you, Kevin. They did go on to say that when they were asked, "Oh, you think it's that competitive?" Ronnie said. Oh, heck yeah. He said, I remember one time hearing Dolly Parton say, oh, honey, there's room for everybody. No, there's not. You want to get right down to it? No, there is not. Yeah, just it's interesting. And I know talking about the competitive nature, he's probably not wrong. I would just like to hear it so I can see if he's like being that, you know. No, everybody hates each other. And I could see him maybe just saying it, not really meaning it. I don't know. It's just kind of an interesting...
Well, I think we've seen it too. When you get a little bit behind the scenes in music or you hear stories or whatever, where it is, there is definitely a little bit of that where it's like, dang.
Oh, it's cattiness for sure.
Like, oh, man.
Yeah, even if it was a joke, there's always a little bit of truth
absolutely.
In every joke, right?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Yeah. And if, you know, especially as you start to get older and the industry maybe shifts its direction a little bit, and, you know, you can get a little of that, this is stupid. Can't believe that guy's doing it. That guy can't even sing, you know, that kind of thing.
Now, the good news is they're doing the Reboot 2 album, which is...
And touring.
More, you know, Brooks and Dunn songs teamed up with current country artists. So, excited to hear that.
Yeah. No, they're going to tour, and they're going to be back in the limelight for a while. Good for them. I'd be curious to see how... Would Ronnie's voice... was so legendary. And you know how you, when you get old sometimes or older, yeah, you sometimes lose that upper range, which of course, those are hard to sing.
Yeah.
You're going to sing My Maria at the age of 71 and still hit that note? That's
impressive.
Hard. Man, if he can do that, hats off to you.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
It is a puppet.
A puppet!
Yes! I got a puppet in my pocket.
Kevin James.
Is that a puppet in your pocket?
I got a puppet in my pocket. 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 Got a puppet in my pocket.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Topics.
Hot Topics.
Round number two.
Well, the Forbes 400 is out for 2024. That lists the 400 richest people in America.
Oh, wow.
And of course, no surprises at the top of the list. You know, it is Jeff Bezos is up there with all of his billions.
Is it the world or Americans? What'd you do?
This one is just America, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah, the definitive ranking of America's richest people,
okay,
2024, from our friends at Forbes magazine. Well, my friends. I don't know if they're your
friends.
Yeah,
I don't really know them that well. I mean, we're acquaintances, but I don't know if we're friends.
Let's take a look at some of the new... Well, they're not all newbies, mm-hmm, but they are young people. The youngest people that are on this list. Okay?
Yep.
Lindsay Snyder. Any idea who Lindsay Snyder is? She's 42 years old. She's worth $7.3 billion dollars.
Oh, Lindsay. It seems familiar, but I don't know.
How does she spell her first name?
Lynsi.
Oh, whoa.
No. Lindsay.
I was not expecting that.
No,
that you can just tell you, Rich. She became a billionaire on her 35th birthday in 2017. She's now 42.
Wow.
She became a billionaire when she received the final portion of her stock in the $2.1 billion business known as In-N-Out Burger.
Oh, wow. Oh, well, there you
she
go.
She is the owner and president
of In-N-Out.
Of In-N-Out Burger.
Dang.
And not now the ninth youngest richest person. I mean, this list is, if you're on this list, you don't really care where you're at because you have $7 billion.
That's crazy, yeah.
It's just like, oh, okay, that's pretty good. Let's see. Leonid Radvinsky.
My favorite.
Leonid Radvinsky. It's a name I've never heard of.
Right.
But he says, yeah, the little thing I started has done all right. I now have $3.8 billion, and that is because, guess what he did? He made OnlyFans.
Oh, wow. Jeez.
And, of course, a lot of people have gotten very rich off of OnlyFans, but he is the man behind the website itself, and that's made him a billionaire.
Yeah.
Some of the other youngest names on the list, Nathan Blekerax. Belch.
That's definitely
Belcharzik. Belcharzik. That's how I'll say it.
All right.
Nathan B., another $8 billion man. And he owns a little company called Airbnb.
Oh, wow. Yeah, sure. Yeah, there's a lot of new billionaires.
I personally think it's distasteful to talk about many, but I...
He's one of the co-founders along with Brian Chesky and Joe Gibbia, but they're a little bit older, see, so they don't get to be on this list. Sorry, guys.
Sorry about it.
Then at number four for the youngest billionaires would be Mark Zuckerberg. His billion is a lot higher than the other, but his age is a little too high because he's 40.
Yeah.
And he's only worth $181 billion. $181 billion. But the youngest billionaire of all.
I was going to say, is there anybody from the Waltons that's young?
Lucas Walton, number one, Jay, 38 years old.
Okay.
Old Lucas, the grandson of co-founder Sam Walton.
Sure.
That's a good call. Nice.
Uh-huh.
Nicely done.
Quietly inherited his wealth after his father, John Walton, died in a plane crash in 2005.
Oh, wow.
Lucas, who survived childhood cancer and who does not work for Walmart, invests in businesses tackling environmental and social challenges.
Okay.
And chairs the Environmental Program Committee of the Walton Family Foundation. So actually not even really involved in Walmart other than doing, you know, charitable stuff and a few other businesses with some passion projects, whatever. $33.9 billion for Lucas Walton. Yeah,
well, there you go.
Which reminds me, I need to order my groceries from them.
He doesn't need the money, Kevin.
Yeah, he doesn't.
Add on to it.
They don't. They don't need the money, but doggone it, why do they make it so easy and affordable?
Wow, crazy.
I wish I could give it to somebody. Although he looks like a nice kid.
Does he?
Yeah, he does. He's got a very friendly smile. He just.
Oh, yeah, he does.
He looks like a guy that you don't want to hate.
Absolutely. No, he looks. I hate to say it. He just looks super nice.
He looks so nice, doesn't he?
He just looks like the guy you could come over for dinner and be like, hey, I'm Lucas Walton. Like, that's weird. Your last name is like the Waltons. It'd be weird.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, yeah, that's me. I've got $34 billion, but.
If you had dinner at a dinner party and your friend brings over this guy.
That guy.
Yeah.
Lucas Walton.
Lucas
Look
Walton.
Him up.
Yeah. And you're like, first of all, you're like, well, this guy just looks like a nice,
he does.
You know what? When some people smile, like when Zuckerberg smiles, you're like, kind of look like he might be faking that. This guy? No. This guy looks like he's just a genuine, nice human. And then he just like tips you a billion.
What's a billion?
What's a billion between friends?
I've got 32 more of them.
Thanks for dinner. Here's a billion.
Yeah, it's always interesting seeing and they're saying the rich are just getting richer. Like the amount of wealth continues to grow each and every year in America. So, and I know that is not okay. And soon everybody will be splitting it.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I don't mind a good back scratch.
No joke.
Kevin James.
From a different person, or are you like a bear and you're just coming up against the door jam and just sliding back and forth? What are we doing?
Say, that wouldn't be bad either.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Alrighty then. Hey, don't forget you can download the app. Coyote Country app is free. And it's super simple to get. It's quick, and then you can just take us with you wherever you go. Also, it's a great way to listen to the podcast. You can just check us out, and you can wherever you happen to get your podcast, you can subscribe. So every time a new one pops up, bing, there's a new Jay and Kevin podcast. 4 new episodes for you.
That's how it works.
I don't know if that voice goes along with it.
No,
I feel
there's
like,
no voice. Okay. I haven't heard the voice.
Is that like an elevator voice? Or?
I don't know what that was. Yeah. Maybe.
It felt nice. It was nice.
Was it nice? Yeah.
Very nice.
Third floor.
Very nice.
Very nice now.
Kevin's Clip of the Day.
Clip of the Day time.
Well, she is one of the little hotties of country music right now. Hot in the aspect of her looks.
Oh, okay.
Hot in the aspect of her musical career.
Mm-hmm.
And just hot overall. I mean, they're just all about her. She's the word hot, I feel like it describes her. Her name is Ella Langley.
Oh, yeah. That's fair.
She sings that new song with, what's his face?
Riley Green.
Yeah.
Good old what's his face.
Riley Green and her, they like to sing a song about, you look like you love me. Looks like you want me. Want you to come back home. Whatever it is. I'm not doing it justice.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Fun little song, though.
It is a fun song.
Very fun song. Yeah. And Ella Langley is, you know, her career's just kicking off. And she talks about getting her start with music and some of her first big crowds.
I grew up just south of Montgomery, Alabama, small little cattle town. And we had this big pasture behind my house. And it's probably like 200 head of cattle out there. And we had this barn, and you could crawl all the way up to the top of the barn. It's pretty tall. It's probably like 20 feet in the air.
Mm-hmm.
And I was be a little kid, and there's this like level up there, and there was nothing up there. And all the cows would come up to the barn. And if you squinted real, like, kind of like this. It kind of looked like 200 head of people, mm-hmm. you know?
Oh, wow.
I would literally just put my headphones in, have my little CD player, and put on concerts up there.
For the cows.
For the cows. Don't shamelessly, just up there having a blast.
Were they having fun?
I don't know. I was squinting.
Did they stay? That's great.
No, but I just, like I said, like, this is just...
That's the, everybody's got the place they practice.
You gotta start somewhere.
You gotta start somewhere. That's hilarious. Performing for 200 cows.
Hope Hall, Alabama.
Yeah, man, she seems legit.
Yeah, that's
small town.
That's got to be tiny. Yeah, I love that.
Steve was talking about her voice, and he goes, "She sounds kind of like an old lady."
Her talking voice.
Yeah,
yeah, she's very so raspy. Very raspy. Yeah.
And is it always that way, Jay? Is it always on the edge where it sounds like
I've never heard her not be
a second away from a cold?
I have never heard her not be. No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's something about it that's real sexy.
And, right? And well, you add the Southern in there.
Yes.
And she's very Southern. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, it's just, it's so, where she's just kind of like, I just,
But it's like, it's different though than like a Miley Cyrus or something.
Well, Miley's is just really deep.
Very.
Her voice is so deep.
Yeah, it's got a different flavor.
I think Ella Langley's voice sounds like a 2 a.m. whiskey smelling honky tonk. That's what her voice sounds like. Miley sounds like she just chewed a pack of cigarettes with some broken glass in it.
Well, Ellie's almost sounds a little more raspy than Miley, but.
Yeah, I think that's the whiskey thing. That's the whiskey smell. I think that's what you get.
Well, the broken glass, Jay, you can't be doing broken glass.
That's well, nobody should
you,
be.
That's going to get you raspy.
Yeah. Now, she's got a cool talking voice, though. And obviously, she uses it in the... and if you've seen the videos, there's a lot of them out now.
I'm not.
Of just them performing it live together. Because she was, and I don't, may still be, opening for him in concert.
Oh, okay.
So it gave them an opportunity to sing that song together.
Oh, and an opportunity to make it come true, I bet.
That may have been the case, Kevin. I don't know. I can neither confirm nor deny.
I don't know, but it just almost makes sense.
I believe they were together out at the Northern Quest Resort and Casino when Riley was here in the spring on that day there where it was like about 14 degrees. And she came out to sing with him then. But it's very, she just looks likable. You know, when she's singing, you know, some people have they just have that ability to translate likability even from a great distance away.
Would you say she's the Luke Walton of country music?
Lucas Walton of country music.
Lucas Walton with that smile. Yeah, maybe that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, she does. She sounds like that. She's just a little hometown girl, a small girl. 7,000 people in that town, by the way. Seems kind of big for a small town, Kev.
It does. It's a little big for a small town, but I'll
accept it. What did we decide our designation was?
I wanted it like 2,500 or below.
I'd say under 3,000, I thought is what we said, yeah. Because, yeah, 7,500 in Hope Hall, Alabama, which is hard to say.
Yeah. I also feel like it's different when it's Hope Hall, Alabama. Like, I feel like their 7,000 people could be a lot different than, you know, another little town right in the outskirts of a major city.
Yeah, that's true.
Wasn't Montgomery pretty big?
Montgomery's good size, yeah.
Is it near Montgomery?
She said it was just outside of there.
Yeah. Oh, outside. Yeah. Okay, gotcha. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they're 200,000, so.
I wasn't listening to her.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Should we do that where we buy a test kit and just like test some water? Like we test the station's water and we test, you know, we buy a couple of different bottles.
Like what's
bottles.
A test kit?
I can't remember what they test for. It's the thing where you just dip it in there, you know, and it's supposed to tell you like, oh, you have whatever, nitrates and contaminants and, you know.
Kevin James.
No, we should not do this.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Jeez, man. Let's see. Who'd win? Who won?
Oh, Jackie.
Oh, Jackie. Congrats. Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, no, no, you're good. Yeah, that's my fault. Congrats to Jackie for winning the Michael Carbonaro tickets. I think we have more tomorrow. So Friday crew tomorrow. Looking forward to that. We're looking forward to Warren bringing in food and looking forward to playing some games with the fellas. Kevin, first time seeing the Friday crew in 5 weeks.
Is that right? Has it been 5 weeks?
Yeah.
And I missed Warren in there. He was missing a couple weeks. It may be like 2 months since Warren and I have seen each other.
Gosh, dang it. Imagine.
That is something.
How about the excitement then, huh?
Yeah, I'm pumped up for it. I always like seeing the Friday guys, but it will be extra special tomorrow. And I realize that Bruce sets in the seat that had now become my leg rest
where
I put my legs up.
Mm.
And so he will... I guess he will be enjoying having my legs on his little legs.
I think I think I'll bring in another chair.
Yeah. Oh, we don't have enough chairs, do we?
Oh, yeah, I'll find one.
Huh. What happened to the pile of chairs that was over?
I think they took them to the chair graveyard.
Okay. Because they were all broken, right?
Well.
I have it in me.
I don't think you do either. I'm like, if you can get... I was going to say, you're going to do the whole thing?
No, I don't think I have that high note in me. Sorry.
That was actually pretty impressive, though.
Yeah. The chairs went bye-bye after a number of years of like people were like, yeah, but you know, it's not completely broken. It's sort of broken, but it's sort of still okay. You know how that goes.
Yeah, right. I mean, they were fine.
I mean, they weren't perfect, but they weren't terrible. So you kind of just leave them. You kind of push them aside.
Maybe we'll need parts out of that
one. Yeah, right, exactly.
It's kind of like the guy who just parks a bunch of cars in his yard.
Yeah, it's not totally broken.
Yeah.
It's like when you have those clothes that are in between clean and dirty. You're like, well, I'll just put it right here. I mean, it's not really dirty. It's fine.
Final thoughts.
Final thoughts time, Steve. You can kick us off.
Yeah, you're in between laundry days.
Yeah, it's not that dirty.
Well, I was going to show it off, but I already ate it, so...
Oh, man.
Because it was too good. Steve Hawk hooked me up with a piece of bread.
Yeah, I felt bad about that. Did you go in and ask him, or did he feel bad?
No, I don't know. He said, I didn't want to interrupt the show, and I was doing the whole thing, and I have these pieces, and blah, blah, blah. And then he hand-delivered them to me.
As I... Did you smash your face into the microphone or whatever you did there? Yeah.
Yeah. You know, he goes, oh, we don't want to bother you during the show or whatever, but I got this. It's like, oh, well, you know, they were talking about it. I was like, ooh, can I? And he's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's a generous man.
Yeah.
Generous man.
Yes.
So, very good.
Literally breaking bread with Steve Hawk.
Yeah, it was tasty. And he said that he was looking for the right word, but I think we eventually agreed on harvested. Mm. The honey.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Oh, he does from our buddy Roger's bees.
Yeah, he does his own honey.
Mm-hmm. And I told him, I said, I'm not really that big of a honey fan in general. And he said, well, Washington honey.
It is good.
Yeah. It's fantastic. Can't have enough of it.
And the fact that he did it himself, too.
Right. So. If there's some love in there.
Thoughts.
There's some honey love. Sounds like a late night show.
Honey Love?
Honey Love with Steve Hawk.
And David Hasselhoff, maybe?
Yeah. Yes. I think we'll leave it.
Speaking of love.
Sure.
You would be hard-pressed to find something that I love. You know, take family out of it.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Wow.
You would be hard-pressed. In fact, I don't think there is anything that I love more than Gonzaga basketball.
Okay, yeah, it's fair.
You know, my number one love. I do love the Seahawks, but it's just not the same. There's something different with the Zags. And the fact that Craziness in the Kennel is this weekend.
It's crazy.
And we get our first chance to look at this new team. You know, some of the guys that we had from last year are veterans. With the new guys, it's going to be very exciting. I know it's on TV, on like the... SWX or whatever, they're doing it on there because it is sold out. As always.
Right.
I mean, it always, but this time they really got it done early where they were just like, yeah, sorry, folks, we're not going to have room for everybody else who wants to come.
Right.
So that is it. And they will, they'll be ready for the fun on Saturday. It's like 3:00 on Saturday. So something worth checking out if you you know, are a Zag fan like I am.
It's weird that, I mean, it's hard to get your head wrapped around it, the college basketball season.
It is.
But,
and I know the season doesn't start for another month officially.
Sure.
November 4th, I think, is the first game against Baylor. But that's one of those you just go, yeah, but once craziness is here, you know the guys are practicing, there's all this stuff. And before you know it, we're in the sweet spot of the year. Football and basketball at once.
Yeah. I mean, technically, Warner Pack is before that, Kevin, but yeah, I see what you're saying.
Oh, an exhibition game.
Correct, yes.
And we do have a charity.
Mm-hmm.
We have a charity game with USC. I don't know the date on that one, but it's one of those that does not count. It's not a. It's like we did with Tennessee the one year where we played Tennessee and it was all pay per view.
Yes.
To raise money for a charity. This one's not pay-per-view, but it's like it still raises money for some charitable cause. I don't remember what it is.
Probably Coaches versus Cancer, would it not?
I don't feel like that was it.
Oh, but okay. All right.
It's one of those where it's played somewhere on a neutral court, and yeah, it's like USC.
Oh, wow. That's really nice. That's cool.
So those things will be popping up here soon.
Okay, yeah, it's just, man. Fast.
Final thoughts.
I can't wait to get Steve really into Gonzaga this season.
He better be.
I was pretty into it last season.
You were. You warmed up to it, and then I just feel like, yeah, now you're going to be all in.
I realized recently, and like this is like so recent, like in the last week, that I can't text anymore.
Why?
I don't know. I think I might be typing or trying to type too fast. Or, I don't know, or it's just auto-correcting to words that I don't use.
I have had some trouble with this too, Jay, and I don't know what it is.
I think it's the new iOS that is trying to overthink what I'm typing.
That might be it, yeah.
Could be age?
It could be that. That's very possible. Like I tried to send my wife a message and just said, hey, she goes, oh, did you grab the eggs out of the fridge today? Because she had made some eggs, and I just grabbed them. I said, oh, hey, sorry if I took your breakfast. And it says, sorry if I Tom your brief-assed. And I'm like, no, I'm gonna take
God, don't Tom or Briefast.
I'm gonna take blame for Briefast. But why is it Tom capitalized? Like, there's no way.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
I don't even really text anybody named Tom.
No.
So what?
Yeah, that's the part I don't get, Jay, is where it just throws up a random word.
There's
where you're like,
so many.
Oh, that's the word I would have used?
Yeah, there's just so many of those that I just go, it's just not. It's just not. I'm not taking full blame. I'm gonna take some partial, maybe slow down.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think the iOS is trying too hard. I think AI is trying to be like, oh, we can outsmart you. We know what you're going to say.
It is outthinking it.
It is.
No, that's not your fault, Jay. That's you only get like 7%.
Oh, okay. I'll take 7. I mean, that's fine. Again, I mean, it wasn't a perfect texter before.
All right, fine. 9%.
I feel like they're trying to encourage me to audio text, you know?
Yeah.
And so they can... You know, so I say stuff, and then they can populate that by sending me more commercials based on what I said. That's not overthinking.
I don't know why you overthink that.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Let's just say that the curtain has come down on yet another miserable performance.
Okay, that's a show. Got to go on the way out. Steve, let's give away some of those Hayden Haunt pub crawl tickets. It's going to be coming up on the 12th of October. That's a week from Saturday. 21 and older, please. And if you want those tickets, 509-441-0999.
Please and thank you.
Yes, sir. That's it. We got to go. We got to get out of here. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. And tomorrow, the big Friday cruise show. So see you then.
Oh, yeah. With bells on.
Okay.
We are so glad you came. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Nope. Goodbye.
You have bells?
Bye-bye.
I mean,
now.
If you want me
Bye.
To.
Oh, BYOB.
Thank you.